This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late winter, the second week of the lambing and kidding moon, the second week of the sun in Aquarius. Once the leaves are down in the fall, I avoid looking at winter. I'm always looking for spring and that particular moment when the best of the year still lies ahead. Sometimes I think anticipation is better than fulfillment. Promises can be better than what is promised. Hope is better than what is hoped for. When dreams come true, they're over. Happily ever after is often better as a wish. The fantasy of snowdrop blossoms can last indefinitely. The tangible snowdrops, well, not so much. It's not that I hold back when the buds actually open. It's just that I feel that their deepest truth is in the remnants of my longing. The early pussy willows break open just a little by this time of the year, but halfway open is better than all the way. The wetlands are quiet now, but that stillness is not really barren. That emptiness is clean and pure. It is making the space without which there would be no whistles and warbles of the red-winged blackbirds that will arrive in a week or two. In the days before the silence ends, the present is briefly more powerful than the past and the future. Only possibility is really chaste. Something in the body, like something in the land itself, senses the uncorrupted core of creation from which everything else blossoms. It understands the ineffable, formless, and wordless kernel of what is to be, that it is somehow more than being, because it contains not only its beginning and its ending, but its meaning. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late winter. In the meantime, go outside, somewhere between winter and spring, and feel what's coming.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.